Good afternoon. My name is Yves Bouchard. My background is engineering school. And inside the last round of the crew, I was a board volunteer. So first, I will talk about the crew, which was sent to Mars in this motionless cube. So on the top left corner, you can see Vladimir, our Chinese comrade, who was the a researcher on physiology, and this is also his job at the Chinese Astronaut Center. Close to him, on his right on the picture, you can see Alexander Smolyevsky, who was a researcher too in physiology again. Well, his education is a doctor, clinical doctor, and more specifically in our Mars Falcon crew, he was the commander of the Martian crew, along with Vanu and Diego, they went to the red planet and worked on it. Just below Alexander, you can see Alexei Sityov, who is an engineer, and in our crew, he was our commander and led us to the red planet. And on his left, on the picture, you can see Skrokhanov Kamolov, who is a medical doctor too, and a surgeon, heart surgeon, and for us, he was our crew doctor. So, here are the modules. This is the place where we lived for 520 days. On the top left corner, you can see the modules from the outside. The modules that everybody could see when they were visiting us during that long period. Just below it, you can see a scheme showing the modules where we lived more precisely. So the big red bubble is the Martian surface, and quite close to it, just below it, you have a small cylinder, which is the Martian lander. Those two places, we only visited them for 1 month, during those 17 months. After that, you have the storage module, just below the big red one, to the surface, the living module in the middle and the medical module on the right. These are the places where we spent most of our time, especially the living module. So on the right, you have two pictures of this living module, and more specifically, the living room on the top right corner and the kitchen on the bottom right corner. But before going inside the modules, we had to create a team. So we start our story directly during the training period. And this is the picture which was taken during a bonding activity, which was a survival training. We spent 24 hours in a frozen forest in Russia together, and slept in the woods and trying to find some warm places. So it was a great moment. We started the 10 candidates for the final crew, and out of those 10 candidates, the people following us, the ecologists, extracted a crew of 6. And here is the crew of 6, the day when we entered the modules. So it was on the 3rd of June 2010, such a long time ago. And our training was not complete, because 3 months is very short for everything, so we continue to work inside the modules, like for some emergencies, fire emergency, we learn how to use the devices which were with us. But we had to, we'll talk about the experiment that we were doing inside.
So yeah, we'll just briefly introduce you to some of the 100 experiments that we were doing, the actual work that we were doing inside. What you see there is we're training for a docking, just like the astronauts have to train for a docking at the International Space Station. But we were learning how to dock during the whole mission. And the scientists wanted to analyze if the process of learning had changed when you were worse learning, or it was the same, or it was even better, maybe. So they tested us in the docking procedures, and we had to wear as well some electrodes to make physiology from us for them to understand how we were doing the exercise. We have several simulators. This is a simulator of the Mars landing surface, Canadian software, that where you have to drive a rover on the Mars surface, and they analyze your performance and the number of samples that you're seeing on my channel. Breathing on a rock and taking a sample. And we had several questionnaires during the whole mission. It was one of the hardest jobs because it was really monotonous, just checking on these lists again and again and again. But this is so the psychologists can figure out how our heads were working and how we were interacting with the rest of the crew and the rest of the world during the mission. One of the most graphic examples they try to do this map called a social map, and they analyze the interactions between the groups. In this example, it's an example taken from the book of Romeo and Juliet, and you can see that Romeo and Juliet are pretty close because they interact a lot during the book, and the other characters are around them, and this is what we will get some months from now about Mars Pathfinder. It's going to be pretty interesting. European Space Agency experiment was an experiment on the blue light. Some years ago, it was determined that the blue light had an influence on the circadian rhythm of the human body. And they wanted to check if this influence by using blue light during the day, we would increase our alertness. We have some cognitive tests towards the end of the mission while we were using this blue light during the day. There are many tests. Some of them are quite strange, quite particular. This is one Russian test in which we had to put a plate, a hot plate in our arm and heat it up. And when it started to hurt, we had to push this button. And they analyzed the time that it took for us to actually feel the pain. Yeah, don't worry.
So, continuing on physiological experiments, the next one is a general experiment looking at our body parameters, blood pressure, cardiac rhythm, and other parameters in different positions, standing, sitting, laying, and most importantly, looking at those parameters throughout the whole isolation. So, we are all looking forward for the first results, which should come in a couple of months now. This experiment, also physiological, was looking at the salt, the absorption, salt absorption of our bodies, and to do it, we had to follow a very strict diet. You can see this diet on the top right, left corner, sorry. It's a book for each of us. Each page of the book is what we need, what we have to eat during a day. And it's really what we have to eat during a day. So it was very, it was a source of a lot of discussions, conversations within the group. And I really enjoyed the freedom to choose what we wanted to eat. Another physiological experiment. This one is looking at the effect of training, of sports, on our mood. The idea is to do fill a questionnaire and to do an electroencephalogram before sports and do the same after sports and see how it improved or maybe not our mood and if it was efficient throughout the whole experiment. First guess and say yes, what is good, really good. Another ETA experiment. Here you can see the group with sampling some aluminum panels. You can see some numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Each of those panels had a different coating. The idea was to see, 3 months after 3 months, if those coatings were efficient enough to prevent microbes or any systems to stick on it. So again, while waiting for the results. Now, the experiments before and now we are that Martian crew had to drive on the surface to pick up some samples that you can see on the picture, some colorful balls that Diego will talk about to make later. And at last, the greenhouse experiments. So this one is actually a NISA experiment, which was launched by Paolo Nespoli on the ISS. And it was an educational experiment on greenhouse space. And a lot of schools all over Europe followed it. And well, in our modules, we followed it too. And we had a few seeds, so we're quite happy about it. But we also had some bigger greenhouses, which provided us with some fresh food. Not enough, but still it was very good. The first tomato was tasteful, very tasty. So, you saw all the experiments, and many others. We did them again and again. And it was starting to become a bit monotonous after a couple of months. So we tried to be creative and find some ways of changing our daily life. So here is Halloween. And it was a very nice day, even before, because we had to do some posters and we put some balloons, threw some medicine on it. And during the whole day, we did our work, but this guy. So it was a nice day. So we had some planned events like Halloween, and we had some unplanned events. Well, unplanned for us, actually. On this picture, you can't see a lot, because there is no power. It was actually a simulation of power breakout that we had on the 1st of December. But for us, it was a real one. We only learned about the simulation after ending. So during 22 hours, we were left in the dark, with security lights and with no ventilation, and we had to take the necessary actions to make sure that our lives were not threatened and make sure that the mission was not threatened, like putting all the frozen food in the only fridge which was still working. At the end of the year 2010, we had a lot of New Year, because we have a very international crew. So we had the normal New Year, I would say, the Russian New Year, the Chinese New Year, and also some other days like that, like holidays like Christmas. So we really enjoyed that multicultural environment and time where we could spend good time together. And on the picture in the center, you can see a small red disc. This is actually a simulation again of the planet Mars, as we could see it on the 1st of January. But soon after, the planet was bigger.
Yes, we have this screenshot of the script and the planetarium software, so that's a world mission to make us a virtual window to go to Mars and see in the air as we approach it. Now I'll show you a little video on the activities that we had on Mars. It was for us the most exciting period in the mission. There you go. First, we have to open hatch to the landing module, which was together with us in the station in the whole context, but it was never opened during the whole mission. that model of coupons new supplies for the second half mission, and a lot of the items that our family had left in the station. So it was a very surprising moment. It was like Christmas to us, like our real Christmas was then. We had to do some activities previous to March. We did an orthostatic intolerance test. So we had to sleep, head tilted down during a couple of days and wear that loose pants that you can see, so our blood wouldn't go to our legs. And before landing on Mars, we would release these pants and test our photostatic intolerance. We did some space testing, and we also had to do some simulation of activities on Mars, virtual reality simulations. We had extravehicular activity simulations, very simple. We had also rover simulations, pressurized rover, that such as if we were driving it on Mars. And all these video games that you can see that we played, they all provided a lot of data to the scientists that they're analyzing right now to see how we can take care of these very specific tasks that a crew would have to do on Mars after 8 months of isolation. Here she has to fix a couple of things in the ship before landing. And part of the other side of the tolerance desk. And we had some schedule that we established, and we could only communicate with the spaceship from the orbiter. We divided the crew into one lander and the orbiter. And the orbiter kept orbiting around Mars, and the lander went into the virtually into the CF crater on the Martian surface. And we could only communicate through the radio when the spaceship was passing above the CF crater. There you see the divided crew into, and we closed the hatch to separate ourselves completely. That is the landing model, the one that you see, and the one in which Sasha Zolievsky and you and I lived for 15 days. Based on the CGI that we used to illustrate the landing process. Then we have to start training for the extravehicular activities, not the virtual ones, but the real ones. And we did it so in this small container in which we were living. So we imagined that it was at our workspace in the Martian surface, and we rehearsed the whole activity during a few nights before the EVAs. The day of the first EVA came, I went out with Sasha Zolievsky, and then Yurei was our intravehicular member who coordinated all the choreography from inside, not from the surface. We had to depressurize the model, and we were actually going out to breathe Moscow air, not recycled air. So we had to wear these masks to prevent perhaps some virus from entering our body. And at the same time, we're being monitored from the mirror control station in Kaladiev City. There, we went up those stairs that you saw maybe in the beginning, and the spaceships were there waiting for us. Vanya helped us board them. They are land spaceships, very similar to the ones they use here in the International Space Station, but they are heavily modified, so we can they can be used in the, under a gravitational influence. So they removed a lot of weight from the spaceship, so they would weigh, normally they weigh about 100 kilos, so they remove a lot of weight, so they would weigh, but they would actually weigh on Mars under the Martian gravity. So we didn't have a Martian gravity reality, but the spaceships weighed as they were on Mars. They were still pretty heavy, they were not 100 kilos, but they were like 30 something kilos, and so it was hard to work with them, to walk. Very different from microgravity, where you have trouble moving because the spaceship is pressurized, but you don't have to carry actually the spaceship against a brakes and gravity. So we had to move really slowly, and after some time you kept on working on your back hurt. We tried to do it as realistically as we could, so we planted some flags, and the European Specialist flag, the Chinese flag, and the Russian flag. And we said some words and dedicated the extra regular activities to the 15th anniversary of the first space flight of Yuri Gagarin, and to the future exploration of the solar system. There you can see the backrest where we have to sit. And we be careful not to stand up with any tether. The spaces where there are thermals, because of they removed those wires that I told you, so they were connected to a tether for an air pump that gave us air. We had to do several tasks, mostly picking on samples, but we did some work with that magnetometer that you see, finding little pieces of magnets that scientists had hidden in the sand. And they analyzed all our interactions when we were talking and all our work, because they thought that maybe after 8 months of isolation some tensions might have arise. And so they wanted to see how this influenced the surface work. They had to do some very critical work. The tools that you see are tools that we're going to use in the Soviet lunar missions. It was quite exciting for us to be using these tools with the honor. You can see as we sit, we had to sit for about 10 minutes every once in a while. It was pre-programmed, and it was quite boring. As you can see, we had to sit there for 10 minutes before getting up, because they got really tiresome after a while with the space of time. The rover that you saw first, we had to drive it from the landing model. It was a rover that was on that surface that I showed you first. And we just have to pick up some samples that the scientists have placed. And just as with everything, they analyzed all our performance. Last EVA, we used some drills to drill a rock. And we tested a hole that would happen. It's pretty funny. You don't hear the audio, but the line was laughing from the auditor. You see that we just stopped working last EVA. We got out of the spaces and we said goodbye to the Martian surface and go inside to the lander, took off virtually and docked again with the orbiter. And we joined again the crew and, initiated the second part of our travel, possibly the hardest part of the whole mission.
So as you were saying, Mars was a very intense period, and then came the way back. So here is a picture which is symbolizing the way back. Quite boring. Here is a picture of the corridor. On the left, very left, we have all the private rooms where we spent a lot of time. And on the right, so this is the hatch, and at the bottom of it, you have the gym. So the way back from Mars was the hardest one. It was something which was building up little by little, and many factors just came waiting on our shoulders to make it the toughest part. For example, when we began our experiment, well, we had 100 experiments actually to do, and the main point is to see the evolution of our psychology, of our body, and of the environment throughout the whole isolation. So we have to do the experiment again and again and again and again, and for the most frequent ones, we had to do them like every week, every day, every day for some of them. And well, after 1 year, it's quite difficult to find some interest in doing those experiments. The only motivation that we could find in the end was really to give good data to the scientists and wait for the results. So in 2 months, we'll be there in Cologne to see the first results. The other factor that was quite difficult in the end was the food. The first part of the trip, our diet was very strict. So when we arrived on Mars, we had some more freedom and it was great. But after Mars, our center, food center was 1 week. So every Monday we did the same thing, every Tuesday the same thing. And of course every day we had some variety. But to take another example from this morning, on some desserts, we was written chocolate bar. And we could choose between the Snickers, nuts, Mars, and that's it. So the thing is that everybody loves Snickers. So after 2 months, no more Snickers. And then, well, no nuts are not that bad. So after 4 months, no more nuts. And in the end, no, only Mars was left, and yeah, it's quite sweet. It's okay, it's good, but Mars and Mars again. I mean, the food was getting, when we were looking at this variety, it was getting more difficult to find some, you know, enjoyable things to eat. So it was not, I mean, the food was good because we had some degustations before. It was something which was being eaten by little, and only after you could really understand the first stuff. Just to finish about this mountain spot, I think one of the most difficult periods for me was August and September, because you had the food and you had the experiment that you already did for more than 1 year. And on top of that, during that period, and it was very normal, my contact with my family and friend went down because they were not sending as many emails as they used to. It was normal, they were on holidays, and after that they were starting to work again, so they were quite busy. But from the inside, I saw less emails, and the food was more boring, and the experiments were not that interesting as before, so it was a pretty difficult time. Even though, if anybody called me on that day, would say, no, okay, I'm healthy, I have food, I have a shelter, but I don't eat okay, so I don't have any problem. And so after that, you find out that it was difficult. So, to overcome this, these days, well, we still had to find some activities to do. And one of them was to do some cafeteria experiments. So here you can see Valium, Alexis Itiov, and myself. One day we decided that it was time to shake everything and see the reaction. And actually, the other guys laughed about seeing us like that. And so it was it was funny. We had some good time about talking about that and even doing the experiments. You know, each when you don't have hair, so much easier.